everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Expert to Authority Show. My name is Simone Vincenzi, and I'm your host. And this is the show for coaches, speakers, and trainers and experts who want to grow their businesses while making an impact in the world. And every month and every week, actually, we give you a different episode, sometimes a solo episode, sometimes I have a guest, sometimes I interview a client to show them what they're doing to grow their businesses. So today is actually the topic of Nail It Leadership. So we're going to explore throughout this episode what is Nail It Leadership and also how we struggle and what we can do to implement self-leadership in our life, because we all know that in the work that we do, we are leaders. And we are leaders for our lives, we are leaders for others in our work, in our field. But sometimes can be difficult to keep ourselves accountable to a high standard and also to lead our lives in the way that we want in the middle of all this curveball that we are thrown. So we're going to explore how can we create optimal performance. And to do that, my guest today, she's a health and performance expert specializing in optimal performance, creating in particular remarkable and sustainable transformation and success over short-term fixes that don't last. That's also why I love this particular topic and this aspect. She's been an innovator, a disruptor, and leader in the field of health for over 20 years, and is a multi-award winning coach, speaker, entrepreneur, and author. She's the one and only Dr. Rana Alfalaki. Rana, it's great to have you here.
Oh, I almost feel like a big drum roll after that introduction. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
The one and only Dr. Rana Alfalaki. That's better, right? That's better.
That's it.
We can go there. So first of all, to get started, what is Nail It Leadership?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Exactly. Now, I think firstly, actually, even just nail it down, narrow it down to the word leadership, because when I first started my entrepreneurial journey, and especially when I got into speaking, I would just yawn when people would talk about leadership, like, oh, here we go again. Yeah, exactly. Another boring old topic and someone's going to talk about productivity and time management and all of that kind of dry stuff. So the difference in leadership, it's about self-leadership, right? Self-leadership is really about knowing who you are, what you want, and how you're going to get it. Nail It Leadership adds a layer onto that, because actually the power in leadership is not all those hard skills like strategic planning. The real power in leadership are the soft skills, which are really not so soft. And it's all the stuff that it's very difficult to find information about, for people to really train you about. So Nail It Leadership, it really encompasses a combination of all of those soft skills of leadership, combined with integrity, really understanding who you are, combined with well-being, preserving who you are as a vessel, as a body, as a mind, so that you can make changes and keep them going. I love this quote that I heard by Robin Sharma years ago, who got me into my personal development journey. And he said, you know, a man's mind, once stretched by a new idea, never retains its original dimensions. And with my history being being in dentistry as a specialist periodontist, in dentistry, we talk about elastic bands. Like when you have your teeth moved, right, you have to move them. And it's like you have all these elastic bands, you have fibers all around your teeth. And then you have to wear retainers. Like most people get Invisalign nowadays, so they'll get it, right? They end up with these retainers at the end. And if you don't wear your retainers, if you don't comply, everything goes back to how it was. And that's exactly what it is in life. If we don't stretch you long enough and keep you there, then you will bounce back. You won't make sustainable change. But the question is, how do you keep yourself there? And that's where that well-being piece, and by that, I'm not just talking about, just sleeping well. I'm talking about well-being in terms of your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, financial health, which is what my mission is, and environmental, I should say, so your organization. So it's that beautiful combination of leadership and well-being combined to give you what I call optimal performance, this place of not high performance, because we hear about high performance and peak performance all the time. But here's the thing, when you are a peak performer, you will eventually burn out. Because you will go up and up and up, you will obsess, you get tunnel vision. And the research shows this, the studies show this. I'm a living proof of it. You're a peak performer, you get that obsessive behavior, unhealthy ambition, and you will burn out. The same as if you are a low performer. I mean, who wants to boast about not achieving? So again, you will have low mood, relationships will fail, and you will ultimately have the same symptoms as burnout. So optimal performance is not about average, because we're not talking about being average. I don't expect anybody who works with me to be average. We don't want any entrepreneur or solopreneur to be average, do we? But optimal performance is about reaching that peak. Get up there quickly, but sustain it and keep on improving. So
So
it is far superior to peak
the
performance.
question I have for you now, from this, because I can see now the link between leadership and well-being. Like you cannot be a great leader if you are not well. you're leading. Like is everything is about energy, is about the energy that you're putting out, and so leadership and well-being they come together. And I've got two questions. And the first one is, why has not been done before? Because now that you explain it like this, it makes sense. Leadership and well-being, they go together. But why does not being addressed together since now, or since the way you put them across, you put them together? Well, before it was mainly about the hard skill, or it was about, okay, work as much as you want to achieve this goal. So why is that in your opinion?
You know, I think one may be the thing we don't like to talk about that happened in 2020, when everybody's life changed in some way, shape, or form. Everybody was affected in some format, and I think through that, well-being became taken more seriously. It came to the fore. Mental well-being, emotional well-being, it suddenly became that it's okay to talk about these things. And not only is it okay to talk about these things, but it's on trend to talk about these things, and it's appropriate. And hearing those words that we talk about, like resilience and mental health and emotional health and emotional intelligence. I mean, emotional intelligence, the studies show 90% more effective leadership if you have high levels of emotional intelligence, far more success in your productivity, in your relationships, in your health, and your financial status. So all of that has come into the public eye. So well-being has come into the public eye. And then leadership was always for the business world, and only the, and when I say business world, I mean corporate world. No one was really talking about self-leadership and understanding that leadership is something that everybody can have and everybody needs and everybody requires. Like you said in your introduction, we are all leaders, whatever your role happens to be. And back to that definition of self-leadership, who are you? What do you want? And how are you going to get it? So I think that's where I think so it's just times have changed. That the link has started to be there. Burnout has become a very well-known term. Still, a lot of people don't really know what it means. And I get irritated when people say, oh, I'm a burnout coach, and the way I'm going to help you is I'm going to help you breathe, and I'm going to help you relax, and I'm going to help you slow down, and I'm going to help you put some boundaries in place. Yet, you need all of those. But the reality is,